And here we go, back at it with another episode of Fourth and Fantasy. My name is Hancho, and this is my guy,
Siriaco, call me Rocco.
Bringing the vibes, man, and also trying to bring some energy. It's been a long night, long day. Just got back from a Lakers-Miami Heat game where the Lakers got smoked and rolled into a blunt. So it was but LeBron had an absolutely amazing game, and it was really cool to watch him up and close and do his thing. So
LeBron looked good. He didn't look washed tonight.
Oh no, LeBron looked absolutely like LeBron, and why he's considered one of the best players is you kind of put it into perspective, like you're watching a almost 40-year-old ball and dominate some of these guys is pretty cool just to watch. But yeah, I wish they didn't get blown out. This shit wasn't a, you know, they showed up a little bit more.
So who you got, LeBron or Jordan?
I'm going LeBron every time. LeBron every time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, every time. But Jordan's still that guy though. I just like LeBron.
Y'all could hate it, but with my camera?
You know what it is.
Got my Lakers cup.
You know what it is, but like I said, we bringing the vibes. We bringing, you know, another episode to you all. And before we get started, once and how we always like to kick off the pod, please go ahead and follow us on Blue Sky. At this point, I don't think we're no longer on X, Twitter, whatever you like to call it. We're using that a lot less now. At this point, I'm barely on it. Whether it's regarding Fourth and Fantasy, not on X. I'm good, 100% on Blue Sky. So catch us on Blue Sky. Shoot us a follow. Interact with our posts. See what you know. What I'm saying. Hopefully, we can bring y'all a chip or two this off season.
And we're very responsive. We like helping people. That you know it joys me to help you win just almost as much as it, you know, brings me joy to win myself. So I like to, you know, I like to be there in the trenches with you guys and gals.
See, I can't agree with Rocco here. I don't want you guys to win as much as me. I want to
not
win.
Against me.
No, yeah, 100% not against me. I want to whoop y'all asses as much as I possibly can. But if you're not facing me, then I want to help you whoop somebody else's ass. That is my motto. But that is enough of social media. I would like to talk about this week. The week, or the bye week from hell, if you will. Week 14 seems like a very tough spot, rough spot for a couple contenders. We have the Baltimore Ravens who are on a bye. We have the Denver Broncos who have a bye. The Houston Texans, the Indianapolis Colts, the New England Patriots, and the Washington Commanders. A lot of teams, a lot of players, a lot of key players. I could think of a couple people. Baltimore Ravens, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, Denver Broncos, Bo Nix, Sutton, if you want to, Javonte, include him in there. You know, Houston Texans, of course, Stroud, you know, Tank Dell. You got your boy Nico Collins. You got Dalton Schultz. You have Mixon. Guys that are sitting out. Guys that were definitely in your starting lineups. You know, I could keep going down with other key players for the other three teams that are out. But I have noticed this week I am very much having to pivot and see what is on my bench to actually put in front of these guys. How have you been going about this crazy week 14 bye?
Well, I'm going to tell you the part that hurts a lot of people are all of the starting quarterbacks that are going to be out. You're talking about Lamar Jackson. You're talking about Anthony Richardson, my guy. You're talking about CJ Stroud. You're talking about Bo Nix. You're talking about Dre May. You're talking about Jaden Daniels. I know a few people, one of them being myself, who have zero quarterbacks going basically in a week where you're trying to secure a bye or a playoff berth. So it's very difficult at this time. If your league is forward thinking enough to have no bye week, or at least extend the bye week until the end of the regular season, you can aggressively look at some of your teams that are out of the race, you know, definitely out of the race. You don't want to hit up teams that are trying to get in like you, because they're most likely going to tell you to screw yourself or make you overpay. But that's some of the things you can do. You can, if you're in leagues like mine, you probably don't have any starting quarterbacks on waivers, because, you know, especially if it's a two quarterback or super flex league, even the backups are rostered for most of these teams, at least the key ones. So you may be screwed if you can't pull off a trade. So hopefully you have a cushion, or you have a good enough team to compete without at least one of your starting quarterbacks, because you're talking about a lot of guys that are leading teams to good records. You're talking about a lot of guys that are putting teams in position to get into the playoffs and to get byes. And that's just the quarterback position. There's, you know, plenty of running backs, some receivers that need to be replaced. I think the second hardest position to replace is running back. At this time, you got JT, you got King, you got Joe Mixon, you got Ramondre Stevenson, you got Brian Robinson out, and you got those jokers in Denver that are also sitting out. One guy that is mostly available, he was probably picked up Wednesday morning, but if he's not, a couple guys I might look to are Sincere McCormick for the Raiders, and Puke, Amir Abdullah, who, fun fact, I drafted him in the sixth round of my initial startup dynasty draft, so he has made it back to my team, in my home league, my league of record, my number one league. He is now back on my roster, him and Sincere McCormick, because I have King and JT on bye, and I just lost CMC.
Oh, yes.
And I just lost J.K. Dobbins in the span of a week. So all of my running back guys are pretty much dried up. I have Tyrone Tracy holding the fort, and I'm just going to flip a coin or see what I can find out about Amir Abdullah and Sincere McCormick, and hope that Alexander Madison and Zamir White do not come back this week. Please don't come back. I need touches. But what are some of your strategies?
So it just really depends on what league it is. And lucky for me, you know, it when it comes to quarterback wise, it doesn't hit me too much, because I don't have that many Jaden Daniels shares. I don't have that much, you know, Drake May shares. I only have maybe two Anthony Richardson shares. I have one CJ Stroud share. I have quite a few Bo Nix, so that gets me out the way. And I have maybe one or two Lamar Jackson. So QB-wise, it doesn't hurt me too much, but it, like skill position-wise, yeah, it does very much comes back and kick me in my face, because I have Derrick Henry in a lot of my money leagues. I have, yeah, tell me about it. I have Zay Flowers.
Nuts.
I have Brian Robinson. I have, you know, Terry McLaurin.
Robinson.
You know, so these are guys like for, I just, one of the waiver wires I've been looking at, because he just got picked up by the 49ers on their waivers, was Israel, and I'm going to mispronounce his.
Abenakanda.
Yeah, Abenakanda. No, he's, you know, I liked him as a prospect coming out of Pitt, and then he didn't really get that much of a chance to show what he can do with the Jets, and he was basically kind of just that lost back in that backfield. But I think he went to a really good place with the 49ers. And as we just spoke about, CMC is out for the season. Kind of sucks. I take it back. It doesn't kind of suck. It very much sucks after getting him back and thinking that, okay, you have this great player in CMC to make this playoff run. And then you lose him after like 2-3 weeks. Absolutely heartbreaking. But. And then you also lose Jordan Mason to IR in the same night. It's very much a pivot, and it kind of brings back to one of the topics that we brought up earlier in one of our pods, is that depth was going to be tested a ton this year. If that wasn't the key word of this season, it definitely is the key word now, is depth. The teams that do have depth are going to go further in the playoffs, because you never know when the injuries are going to happen. You never know when the injuries are going to hit your team. Right now, it's helping my team. In one of my money leagues, $75 leagues, I'm going to get somebody who has both Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud, and they're both out for week 14. And luckily, I am facing him for the number two spot and for that first round bye. If I win this week, I'm looking good. It's looking like I could pull off that second. I was number one. I lost the last three straight weeks. Two of those games, I lost by literally 1 point. So, I know. I think this. It depends on who or how your team constructed. If you needed to really, pivot around this week 14th, by a week of hell, if you will. But I can't. It should be abolished. Bye week should never be this deep into the season. It's kind of a pain.
What are you doing, NFL? Like, do you know how many eyes fantasy football brings to your product? How many people who generally, not me, but I know people that don't even barely watch football but love to play fantasy football. And you're just kicking them right in the face, in the teeth, in the in the man areas, and it's just awful. I mean, can't you, if you're gonna, I don't really feel like you need to have all these bye weeks in week 14. I wouldn't give a shit if you did it on Thanksgiving weekend. And then you put some of the, put some good teams on by, they should all be the Patriots or, whatever other crappy team that doesn't have that many, fantasy stars. And to put six teams, that's just irresponsible to your product. Do better, NFL. Do better.
Do better. I thought the week 12 bye was quite crazy. And, kind of hit me in a tough spot just because of how much Drake London shares I have throughout my leagues. But, like, week 12 had the Atlanta Falcons out. The Buffalo Bills were out week 12 on the bye. The Cincinnati Bengals were out on the bye. The Jaguars, the Saints, the Jets. So, yeah, these later byes, man. And this is kind of why when I am constructing my team during these startup drafts or just – in general, I'm paying close attention to when each bye is for each player. I don't want to have too many players that have the same bye. That is how you set yourself up for trouble. So that was something I was mindful for. Sometimes you just can't help it. Sometimes players get traded to teams and they end up having the same bye. And it is what it is. So I think how you get ahead of these later by weeks is planning ahead, trying to figure out what you need to do.
Yeah, and absolutely. Absolutely. That's sometimes a weakness of mine. I don't prepare ahead enough. I get stuck in the week by week, and that's something, I definitely have to get better at. So, 2025, I'm getting better at preparing for bullshit to happen in my leagues, like the bi-pocalypse, because I have at least one team that has no quarterbacks.
Apocalypse. I like the name of that, the Bi-Pocalypse.
And some shit you just can't prepare for, like losing two starting running backs, a week before the bi-pocalypse. So, and it's funny, nobody will help you. Like, it's crazy. Some leagues, people just don't want to trade anybody when you have a bye coming up and you have an asset that's potentially going to be worth shit next year, but you won't trade them. You'd rather hold them instead of profiting when somebody's offering you a fair deal. So, this is to you guys in my league of record. That's kind of fucked up. Y'all could have made a fair trade, but you held, and that's fine. That's why you guys stay in the middle and in the bottom. Better luck next year.
Better luck next year. But on to our next topic. And I'm quite excited about this one because a lot of people wrote him off. And if you were able to capitalize on people writing him off, then you, like I did, as I was able to acquire him in one of my money leagues. I am talking about the Mr. Bryce Young, who has been on just a, I won't say a tear, but man, has he looked like a complete different quarterback since his benching and coming back as the starter for the Carolina Panthers. What have you thought, or what is your assessment of Bryce Young these last weeks, these last few weeks that he's been the starter? And what do you think his future outlook is?
I guess I watched some tape on him, and to me, the biggest difference, and I don't know how he's gained this after being benched and watching Andy, I like to call him Randy Dalton, for a few weeks play, but it's the confidence for that guy. Like, he didn't look like an NFL quarterback, basically his whole rookie year or the beginning of this year. He looked terrible. And, what I've noticed when I watched him play is he's just so much more decisive. Like, he sees it and rips it. If he needs to, make a play with his feet, he immediately goes to that. And, those qualities are helping him show off, the things that we thought were, in his arsenal coming out of college, the accuracy, that's, that quick decision making is really expounded on his accuracy. I don't think he has the biggest arm, but I see him moving in the pocket, and it seems like he's getting a lot better feel for where pressure is coming from. And he just looks like a completely different player. If you had watched this guy play at all last week, I mean last year, or in the first, what, four games of the season, you wouldn't think this is the same guy. And it all comes down to confidence. And I don't know, if he just found that confidence within himself, or, he watched Randy Dalton play and he got confidence knowing that he was better than that guy. He just needed to show it. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy that, the old adage was, if you sit down a young quarterback, that's it. They'll never be right again. But sitting quarterbacks, recently has seemed to help out some quarterbacks. So, props to Bryce Young. He's playing good football right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I 100% have liked what we saw from Bryce Young since coming back as a starter. Before his benching, he looked very indecisive. You know, he was getting killed. The offensive line wasn't blocking. The running game wasn't as good as it is now for the Carolina Panthers. It didn't look, and if you were to look at pieces of the game last week, that the Panthers should have won that game. If it wasn't for a Chuba Hubbard fumble, the Carolina Panthers were going to win that game and not the Buccaneers. So, if I go ahead and share my screen real quick. Okay. Oh my God. I swear, I got to work on volume. But this is one of the throws I really liked from Bryce. He gets out of the pocket, once again, running for his life because the offensive line can't block for shit. But that's besides the point. He keeps his head, he keeps his, you know, his eyes down the field and able to make this throw on the run. This looks like the Bryce Young that we all saw. I can't say loved from Alabama because I'm a Georgia fan, but this is the Bryce Young that gave me nightmares throughout some games when he's able to see it downfield and still make the throw. And then good job on Treble for the yak. But shout out to Bryce Young for taking what the defense is giving him. You know, and that's one thing for young quarterbacks they have trouble with. Sometimes they're always trying to make the big play and put more weight on the shoulders that really needs to, rather than relying on your teammates and taking what the defense gives you, taking the easy throws. And I'm not saying this was an easy throw by any chance, but you know, you see that he is working through his progressions and then making the throw. But I think the last 2 weeks, he's had 9 big-time throws. You wasn't seeing that in the first few weeks of the season. So shout out to that boy, Bryce Young. You know, a lot of people wrote him off, had him thinking, oh, Carolina gave up this amount to get you, and now you might have set the franchise back 4 or 5 years or so. I think he's showing that he could be the long-time answer here. If they keep building around him, if they get him another wide receiver, I think Xavier Leggett is going to be a quality wide receiver for them. But Adam Thielen's getting up there in age, and then I couldn't tell you what other receiver they had.
Cokeheads unite.
Oh yeah, you're right, Jalen Coker, but he's been pretty banged up the last 2 or 3 weeks, so he hasn't been running it out there with them. And from the looks of it, them trading away Deontay Johnson was the best thing that they could have done since he just got suspended by the Baltimore Ravens because he didn't want to go into the game against the Philadelphia Eagles. It is crazy times that we are very much in. So shout out to Bryce Young, and I actually have another clip.
And one other thing I say that I noticed while watching him is he spreads that ball around. I think just in like a 5-minute clip, I saw him pass the ball to like 7 or 8 different guys. So he's not just focusing in on one guy. He's spreading the ball around, and I think that's going to make him harder to defend because he can't just key in on one guy. You can't just shade the coverage to one guy. You know, he's gonna throw it to Thielen. He's gonna throw it to Treble. Now that the rookie tight end is out, landed on his head last week. His name eludes me right now.
You're thinking of Now his name is eluding me. Now it's gonna be. I know who you're speaking.
Got your podcast going on here.
Yeah, it's totally slipping my. I have him on my team though. It is. Got it. It's Jatavion Sanders.
J Jatavion Sanders. How could we forget Jatavion Sanders?
It was totally throwing me off.
Yeah, but he was looking really good too until he landed on his head. You know, prayers up to him. Hopefully he's going to be all right. But
speedy recovery. Know,
Adam Thielen gets back in and he's out there doing gritties. To be honest with you, watching this game, the Panthers should have won this game in regulation because Adam Thielen caught a touchdown where he got his knee down, and it looked like a good touchdown. I didn't see the ball move, and for some reason they didn't give him credit for that touchdown. So the Panthers are just playing good football right now. You know, they should have another win. And they're playing good football. They're not an easy out. They're not getting blown out every week. They're giving really good games to division leaders like the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, three-time champion. So shouts out to him. And the good thing is that I like about him is it looks like he has secured his position for 2025. From a dynasty perspective, you know, that wasn't a given. You know, when the season started, it looked like he would be usurped by just about anybody. But I see no reason for the Panthers to go in a different direction. And, you know, with the pick they have invested in him first overall, I don't see a reason for them to go away from that. And they can keep building around him instead of finding his replacement. So that is a big thing for me in Dynasty compared to at least one of the other guys we're going to talk about. So, you know, he is a good asset, and hopefully you got some shares low because his price, the price of the brick is going up.
And if you would have asked me, and let me rewind a little bit on that, it's, you know, it's quite funny to think that, you know, NFL teams don't know that sometimes it takes a little bit of time for QBs to get adjusted. Not everyone can come into the league like a CJ Stroud and tear it up and look good out, you know, right off the gate. And even this year, CJ Stroud hasn't looked as good as he did in his rookie year. So it really just tells you that the QB position has a lot of ups and downs, just depending on what's going on during the season. Bryce Young has shown he does have that makeup. Now he's producing that in the NFL. No, he's not ripping, tearing the league up by any means. But he's definitely had the chance to beat the Buccaneers last week. He's had that same chance to beat the Chiefs. That was a very close game as well where I thought he could have pulled that off. Like with this clip I'm showing now, it's once again, I loved how the line of scrimmage breaks down. He still is looking up. He still is looking downfield. And then he throws a dart to Adam Thielen for the touchdown. And then also he threw a touchdown, as you stated, to Adam Thielen that would have won them the game. And he got his knee down. But once again, refs are going to ref. Hate to see it. Refs are going to ref. But this leads to a discussion that we were having. If you were, and this is going back, looking at all the 2003 QB class, rookie class, how would you go about re-ranking them? And now that class included, excuse me, that class included the likes of Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, Will Levis, guys like that. So, CJ Stroud, excuse me. I think that's Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, He won't be the Raiders. I don't give a shit how many yards he threw for on Black Friday. He will not be the Raiders. You heard it here first. Breaking news. He will not be the 2025 starting quarterback for the Raiders. He may get a shot somewhere else, but for our purposes, I'll keep it to four guys, the four main guys.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson, draft, yeah.
And I'll start at the bottom. My bottom. I was gonna say something. It's canceled. My bottom bitch is.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Is Will Levis. He's actually not played terribly since he's come back from injury.
I can agree with that.
But I just don't trust him in his decision making. We're talking about a guy that ate a banana without peeling it for his TikTok, and a guy who put mayonnaise in his coffee. Now he's trying to walk that back and say that was a stunt. Well, that's just dumb. You're a starting quarterback for an NFL team, and I'm cool with being quirky, but that's just stupid. So,
Is that a clip? He poured mayo. Is that a clip? He was so someone saw him too.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's there's footage. If you could find it while I'm talking, you can definitely show that. But he said it was a stunt. For what? I don't know. He's about to be the starting quarterback for an NFL franchise. And you know, I'm all about, you know, being yourself, you know, letting your personality stand out. He's also reportedly had a sex tape. So, I mean, he's just not a great decision maker. And it shows on the field where he makes terrible decisions over and over again. Even in his... Oh, there it is. There you go. Yeah, some people like a little sugar, a little cream. He'll put some mayonnaise and... And it's got him a sponsorship with Hellman's mayonnaise. But, yeah, I think I might puke a little bit. That's disgusting.
That shit wasn't MMA, yo. That shit was Miracle Whip. That shit about to piss me off.
But, yeah. I mean, you know, on the plus side of the guy, he's an incredible athlete. He can move some. He's got a great arm. You know, prototypical size, athleticism. You know, it's just the head on his shoulders and the dumb decisions he makes both on and off the field that give me pause and leading me to believe it's going to be hard for a team to fully invest, you know, in him after his rookie contract. I think he'll hang around, but I have my doubts whether he's a long-term starter in the league. So he's fourth.
Okay.
So my third is going to be Bryce Young.
I feel like I knew he was going that direction.
This is no detriment onto Bryce Young. I just like the other two guys better. But we've seen the floor for him, and it was disgusting. It was even worse than what we've seen from Anthony Richardson at times. He looked like, you know, he couldn't even be put on the field for his personal safety because he was getting mauled out there, and he had no idea. He had no idea what was going on the field. He couldn't even protect himself from the rush, and he couldn't complete a pass, 10 yards downfield. So kudos to him for resurrecting his career in the same season when it looked like it was going to go down in flames. So, a lot of credit to him for turning things around. I do think that he is the quarterback for at least the next year. I hope that he builds on this year and that team gets a little bit better around him. And I can see him being a long-term starter in the league. I just don't see a lot of special qualities out of him. He's going to be my three.
Okay.
He can be a starting quarterback for a long time. I just not sure if he's going to be a high-end fantasy producer. He, to me, is more of a guy that I would rather have as my QB3.
And which he is very much taking that role. I have him as my QB3. Good call on that. So we have number four, Will Levis. Number three, Bryce Young, who's taking that number two spot.
All right. So you know whoever I pick at two, you're going to know who's number one. So it may be a little controversial, but you know I'm a truther. So we're going to go at number two. Is C.J. Stroud. We have seen the highs and we have seen some lows in the last few weeks. To me, he is closer to Bryce Young than he is to Anthony Richardson on a talent level. I feel like he needs to have good talent around him to really look good. It's just kind of weird the season he's had. You know, we can call it a sophomore slump. I think a part of it is to do with the regression from Tank Dell.
Hell no, I'm gonna have to say I'm putting that all the way on CJ Stroud. There was Tank Dell beat his wide receiver so bad last week on a deep route, and CJ Stroud missed him. Tank Dell had to slow down on the thing. It gave the DB time to recover. CJ Stroud, and once again, shout out to all my short kings out there. I'm gonna hold it down for us. I'm gonna praise us up when the world's trying to bring us low. Tank Dell is having, I don't think he's having as bad as a season as the statistics show, right? I think that there's been multiple throws that CJ Stroud has missed of Tank Dell, and he just hasn't been as clean as he was in his rookie year. Now, that leads me to say go buy Tank Dell because people hate Tank Dell right now. I would definitely be buying Tank Dell as we speak.
I think I got to send out some blanket offers just with those statements.
Exactly. So, yeah, CJ Stroud, I'm not mad. Some people might look at you crazy to say Anthony Richardson over CJ Stroud, but if you're looking at a pure, I can't even say pure talent, if you're looking at them as specimens, who wouldn't want a 6'5", 240-something, runs a 4.4-yard quarterback? I think they play styles are definitely different. CJ Stroud doesn't like to run the ball as much. You know, he's much more of a pocket passer. He likes to go through his progressions. He likes to, you know, be in that pocket and make that throw. Whereas with Anthony Richardson, he is more of the project, use his feet, use his legs to make something happen. I still think he makes quite a few dart throws. But if we're going off of seeing how they produce in the NFL, I probably would lean towards CJ Stroud as the number one, but I wouldn't be mad with Anthony Richardson being someone's number two based off of potential and what he could be. I think his potential is enormous. If he actually, when it all finally clicks for Anthony Richardson, it's going to be a good day for him. But Will Levis would definitely be my last one. For sure would be my last one. Actually, no, I think this would be a good way to go about this. So if we're thinking about this like short-term-wise and long-term-wise, my list would change up. Short-term-wise, Will Levis would still be my number four. I would say Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, my third, Anthony Richardson, second, CJ Stroud, first. If we're talking about long term, still going Levis last, I would move Anthony Richardson into third just because I'm not too sure on the Colts organization in whole. And then Bryce Young second, just because I like what we saw from him from Alabama. And he's starting to show those same qualities that we saw from Alabama. So you just never know. I think everyone the 2023 at one point QB class was looking very scary. That you the only guy to really come out of this group was CJ Stroud. Now that it has Anthony Richardson, it now has Bryce Young playing better. I think that's good for the NFL in general. Once again, we need good quarterbacks. We need good quarterback play to give good product to us and the users. Without that, watching sucks. Nobody wants to watch a backup. It doesn't really go well for them. So that's my
tidbit. I got something for you for per PFF.
Mm-hmm.
On the season, their ranking, their offensive grading, you know, per PFF film watchers, CJ Stroud is 17th, Bryce is 31st, AR is 33rd, and Will Levis is 37th. Now, mind you, there's only 32 starters in the league, but if you focus on just the last four games, and basically this is going to encapsulate all of their returns except for CJ Stroud, who started the whole season. It captures Bryce Young coming back from benching, AR coming back from benching, and Will Levis coming back from a injury / benching. I don't know. I feel like he was on the road to being benched. If you look at it in that, you know, in that time frame from weeks 10 to week 13, it actually flips. And let's see. Here we go. I got it pulled up. You have Bryce Young at 4 in the league, in the whole league, in the last four games. Bryce Young at 4, and this might surprise you, I have Anthony Richardson at 5th, and we have CJ Stroud all the way at 21st, at 21, and if you've been watching him lately, he is not playing good football. Mm-mm. And you got, where's Levis? And you got Levis at 20th, so he's still kind of, he moved up a little bit, but not terribly a lot. The thing that's sinking him over the last four games is sacks. I think he has, I wrote it down, 22 sacks in the last four games, so that is not good football. The way I look at it when I rank these guys is I look at upside. None of these guys have the upside that Anthony Richardson has, but you have to balance that with, you know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you're sitting on the bench like Justin Fields, he ain't worth shit. So
not a damn thing.
He's not worth shit, but in this situation, I'm going to lean the upside. I'm going to lean into that upside, and I am going to go Anthony Richardson, but I see all the my top three guys having fairly long careers.
Okay. And there you have it from our guy, Rocco, bringing you the hot takes of the night. Now, moving on to our last topic of the night, time permitting, is we're getting to that time of year where your taxi squads are very full. And we don't think, you know, with, if we're about to be moving into the playoffs, about to be moving into the offseason, it's going to be time to make some room. You're not going to be able to keep some guys on your taxi squad. What are some taxi squad cut suggestions that you could think of is to get cleared out? A few guys that popped in my head. Actually, I will ask. Michael Wilson, are you cutting from your taxi squad? From the Arizona Cardinals wide receiver.
I still believe in Michael Wilson. He's a cut above a guy that I would typically try to cut, especially in deeper dynasties. In a shorter bench league, he may have to go, and a lot's going to depend on the size of your league, the size of your benches. But I would be attempting to hold on to him because I still think he has talent, and when targeted, he has some nice moments. So whether it happens in Arizona, he can be a secondary breakout guy. But I just like his I like his ability. So he's more of a stash for me, and I'm trying to hold him.
Oh, I like that. How about Jamari Thrash?
He's probably cuttable, but I do think he has some talent. I wouldn't be totally opposed to cutting him if you need space. But yeah, I mean, you know, if you're at a roster crunch, he may have to go. But keep your eye on him. Keep your eye on the snap reports. See if he's getting into games at the end of the year, you know, which he may. You know, there's always, you know, random injuries that could hit some of the guys in front of him, or they might just want to get a look at him. But I think he has talent. But right now he doesn't have a path to get onto the field, so you can cut him. Just keep him on your watch list.
Will Shipley.
I just shipped off Shipley. I forgot what it was for. I think it was for Tyrone Tracy in like a second, I want to say. But yes, I just moved him. Let me see if I can find. Oh, here it is. I traded Will Shipley in a second round pick for Jonnu Smith in a third round pick. Trying to get that league winner Jonnu Smith on my team on the cheap and getting the pick back. But I mean, he hasn't done anything. He's done squat. I know people do like him, but until something happens with Kenneth Gainwell, who the Eagles coach has professed love for, and even came out to a press conference with a "I love Kenneth Gainwell" shirt on, until he is no longer there, and you got Saquon Barkley getting 85% of the touches, there's no room for him. I can see cutting him. He's another guy that I would keep my eye on to see, you know, if anything happens to Kenneth Gainwell, he would be a priority add for me. Put it that way.
Okay. How about Brendan Rice?
Cuttable. I mean, the only reason why he's still on rosters is because he's the son of one of the goats, you know, depending
Mr.
on who.
Jerry.
Whoever you think is your goat, you know, whether you go for short-term explosion, size speed with the Moss, or you know, the consistent production year over year with Rice. The only reason he's on a roster is the same reason that somebody is rostering Bronny James in fantasy basketball, is because he maybe has some greatness by association, but you can cut him. I don't see it happening for him anytime soon.
I don't see it either. How about Dylan
Lob.
Lube?
I don't
Oh,
know. I just,
Lube, I don't know.
I just
Hey, man, how?
I hear it on different podcasts, so I just roll with whatever I
Whatever
hear
your last
first.
name is, bud.
Whatever you that he did a really cool dance at practice, but he hasn't sniffed the field ever since. I think he fumbled the ball on his first carry as a professional, and you know, he's been packing groceries ever since, so you can send him packing.
I'll do a few more. How about Rashan Ali?
Oh, for Baltimore,
Yeah, trash. Cut that boy.
I think I've cut him in a few places already.
Cut
But
that
keep an
boy.
eye out for Keaton Mitchell. He showed a lot of talent when he was on the field last year and totally destroyed his knee. If he can get back on the field, he might be a stash for you. But Rasheen Ali, that's a no for me, dog.
Taj Washington.
I don't know who that is. You can let him
Oh,
go.
yeah. Cut, he said, I don't know. Cut that
I'm sorry, bro. I don't know who the fuck you are.
boy.
So
Get that boy up out of here.
I promise you, you're not on any one of my 25 teams.
All right, how about
Unless
this?
Max
Johnny.
added him for some reason.
Johnny Wilson from the Eagles.
You know what? I think he's a good stash. I think I would try to hold on to him, or I would try to pick him up because he's probably getting cut in places. And I seen him catch one touchdown for the Eagles, and that was enough. That guy is a big size speed specimen. He graded out well in college. And I mean that receiving depth chart is too deep. So it really hasn't happened for him yet this year, but he's a rookie and more of a project. But if I can find space for him, I will try. I have him in a couple spots, so I can see myself holding on to him. If you need to move on from him, keep him as a priority on your watch list, because he has gotten on the field, and that's more than a lot of these guys can say.
I agree with you. And that is our Taxi Squad cut suggestions of the night. And that's how we will end today's episode, today's pod. And thank you all for tuning in. Rocco, did you want to give the viewers, anybody, anything? Oh, hold on. Oh, never mind. It looks different because I changed the font of it. But did you have anything for the audience?
Yes, I do. Prayers out to our King Taysom Hill. I wish they could take my knee. I thought it was a concussion, and I was pretty saddened by that at first. But then I saw the tape, and a guy blew his helmet straight through his knee, and the angle was horrific, and it was a sad Sunday. I didn't even want to watch football anymore. It was so awful. But I kept watching because I'm an addict. But it was so terrible. I was so sad. I had to put my Taysom Hill jersey back in the closet. Until next time, if I had a 40, I'd be pouring it out for you right now.
We
Get
pointed
better.
out.
Get better soon. You're my favorite player. I still contend that you are the best player in the league outside of elite quarterback. When healthy, but you're not healthy, so you're just sitting on the bench. But get well, and we'll probably see you hopefully by next season, probably the midseason. He's definitely starting on PUP, and I think he's gonna wind up a Denver Bronco.
And I know it's going to hurt Rocco to not suggest to throw Taysom Hill in y'all lineups every week now. Until next season. But thank you, everyone, for
Put
tuning
Jonnu
in.
Smith in your lineups every week now.
Oh, yeah, fucking go get Jonnu Smith. That's our message for tonight. Go get Jonnu Smith wherever you can and ball out. Yeah. But
Winning
thank you,
shoes.
everybody. Thank you, Rocco. Hope you have a good night, my man. Sorry, everyone, for a late pod today. We will be back to our normal scheduled program now that the Lakers won't be in town.
And one more thing, I have just recently started uploading the podcast to audio format. So people that didn't catch the live show or can't watch video while they're at work but can listen to audio, you can check us out. Same podcast name in Spotify. We're there, trust me. Just put in Fourth and Fantasy, and you can listen to at least half of our shows right now.
What he say. So whether you want to look at our wonderful faces or you don't want to see our wonderful faces, you just want to hear our voices, whatever gets gets you going, get the blood flowing, tap in with us any type of method you would like. But hope y'all have a wonderful night or day wherever you're viewing. Till next time, see you Sunday.
All we do is win, 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 no matter what.